Hello and welcome. My name is Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness.
Hey, today we're talking about the unforgettable salesperson. You have to be remembered in order to sell. Where your customers are swamped, they're busy, super busy. If they fail to learn about you and your products, they will certainly not remember you when deciding to buy from you. If they currently get similar products from your competitor, they are heavily inclined to just keep reordering from them. It's called pushing the easy button. It's just easier to keep doing what they've been doing. For example, "Send me my 6 tons of feed" was a very common phone call that our customer service team would receive. No product name nor code number, just a request to send this customer the usual order. Our sales coordinators were good enough that they knew the voice and they knew what product to put on order for him. How then do we become more memorable to our prospective customers? How do we get them to understand the value of our products? In an ultra-busy world, how do we get a prospect to take the extra time needed to switch from their current supplier to us? Well, the short answer is be memorable. Like it or not, you are among a sea of salespeople who call on this producer. How many salespeople are in that sea? Well, for crop producers, it's probably dozens. And if they raise livestock, just add another dozen or more. Our role as a salesperson is to take all the great information, technology, products, and services that our company produces and transfer to the customer. Now, that's a lot of information to transfer, and too often our natural inclination as a salesperson is to overload the customer with information. This often involves a lot of written words, and this is especially true in highly technical sales or highly complicated products. Since this is a podcast, I'll have to use my words to explain the picture that I've sent in today's blog. And it's called the order of learning, or the ladder of learning. And it starts out with words on the left, goes through pictures, video, a demo, and then the actual real product or service that you're selling. And this is the order which customers learn in. It's much easier to learn by actually doing the real thing or using the real product or demoing it. And then it gets progressively harder from there as you look at videos or you look at pictures or you actually read the words. Not all, but most of us struggle to learn by reading long-form text. Think about your last IKEA project. Well, without the picture, you probably would not have completed the assembly. The old saying, a picture's worth 1,000 words, is true. And as I like to say, a video is worth 1,000 pictures. It's estimated that 40% of farmers are active on YouTube. Now, this statistic always stuns salespeople and marketing departments that I work with. They tell me they have little success getting engagement on their videos. They all want to know, what are farmers on YouTube for? As most of us, I believe farmers are on YouTube to learn how to do complicated tasks because videos are a much better way of explaining how to do something. For instance, in a recent bathroom remodel, I was on YouTube at least 4 different times to learn how to tile and how to grout, how to fix plumbing so the flush in the toilet doesn't burn you in the shower. There is actual videos showing you how to do that. Now, a demo is the next best method of learning for your customer. This is where your prospect gets to try it for themselves, maybe on a small scale. Now, the secret is to demo your difference. Think about your products or services. What makes them different from the competition? Why should this customer buy from you and your company? Look through your marketing material and identify your unique features and benefits. Then, try to determine a way to demo that specific difference. On a recent window purchase, I had 3 companies out to the house to bid on the project. Each made claims of having the best, strongest, most energy efficient windows in the world. Only 1 of the 3 did a demo. He claimed his windows were virtually unbreakable. Not the glass, the vinyl siding that goes around the glass. To demonstrate that, he had a small example of a corner of a vinyl window frame. He offered to give me a free window if I could break that. Needless to say, 7 months later, he's the only one I can remember that showed me the difference in his products. They all had good marketing material. They all had prompt written price quotes. They were all roughly in the same price range. The only difference? Well, it was the demo. And yes, I ordered from that salesperson. And were the other windows just as strong? Well, maybe, probably, but I'll never know. Another way to demo your difference is to use what's called analogous learning. An analogous learning strategy can be an extremely effective and memorable experience for people. The more unique the analogy, the easier it is for customers to remember. For example, in describing the difficulty of balancing the diet for a horse, I could easily have told audiences that the average horse has 100 feet of intestine from nose to tail, and that 70 of those feet are small intestine, and that it's very easy for those 70 feet to become impacted and cause colic. However, I went down and buying a 100-foot rope and laying it out around the room ahead of time allowed me to demo the actual distance of those 100 feet. I did this demo for adult audience as well as for my kids' Bring Your Parent to School Day. Recently, some 25 years after I did that rope demo at my daughter's school, her friends were still recalling it. Well, if analogous learning gets a 7-year-old's to remember it for 25 years, I think it will work for customers to remember till the next time they need to order from you. The last and most effective method in the order of learning is experiencing the real thing. This is most often a free trial. In the seed world, it might be a few bags of free seed so the customer can plant it and see the results for themselves. In the animal production world, it's a free trial on a small portion of their livestock. In the computer network world, it's a free monthly trial. Just look at the success rate of Netflix, Apple, and Hulu for any subscription type entertainment service. The free trial or reduced introductory rate is an easy hurdle to get over for customers. Now, they know you are going to like it once you experience it. Also, they know that you will hit the easy button and not cancel. That's why they take your payment info for the free trial offer up front. Well, the free trial is a great selling tool when you have a product that is clearly superior and easy for customers to see. We sold a very palatable feed that livestock just love to eat. Animal owners equate an animal eating your feed as a sign of quality. Free samples were a great way to show customers proof that we had a great product. Take a few minutes today to review your selling approach and content of your messages. Try to bump up each message you have in the order of learning. If you're using a lot of words and statistics to explain how great your products are, please take the time to turn them into pictures, videos, a demo, or a real experience. Trust me, your customers will not only appreciate it, but will get it and remember it.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.